before I begin shiur, I said shiur last week after I came back from America, but I think I was still sleeping. And so I did mention to those fellows who want to stay next year that im yirtzeh Hashem, those fellows who want to stay for a second year, hopefully things will work out, but I can't tell you for sure until the fellows in America respond. But, you know, it's I think that you can make a calculated risk that probably you'll be able to stay. I wrote to Iris this morning just to ask him if there's a date that we can inform everyone that it's okay, but, you know, it's been until I get a response, I won't be able to say for sure, but probably that's the direction. Okay. So I'm sorry if I left you hanging for a week. It wasn't meant to suspend things. It wasn't meant to make things difficult that you leave. So I'll sit on my hands as well, so I should have moved them. What? Yeah, okay, we'll put him in the sign. There are three dinim in a Purim spiel. One din is to catch the idiosyncrasies of those people that you want to poke fun at, and you did that very, very well. The second din is in terms of a plot that I think you could have done something that was a little more realistic. The third din is in terms of the what's called in Hebrew the akitzot, the stings. They were heard. I'll try and convey them in a different sense to the people to whom they were intended. And you did a very, very, very good job of that. Okay. Let's say that. Now we'd like to, after all of that, we can begin to learn, okay? I'd like to begin the second perek. Bo natzkilat haperek hasheni. Ha-ratzon sheli, mekave sheze gam ha-ratzon shelachem, ze lahagia la-mishna bedaf yud zayin lefnei Pesach. Tomar, be'etzem, lenasot ha-shavua v'shavua haba, lomod, ken, daf bekol shavua, keze daf shvui, I had hoped that we would have reached this point before Purim, but it's my fault. It was a wedding, and I know that it slowed me down. I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll try and get to there before we stop. And then the question is just how to work in terms of chazara. That really, at this point, when we get to Daf Yud Zayin, that would be a good point for a good chazara. But I don't want to have another 2 weeks without shir. I feel that I'm losing a sense of who you are. And I don't want Javaski to go lying on the floor, you know, another bechina. Okay. So the question is as to how to work that out. So if you have any creative ideas, let me know. So, Hamevi gave me dinas hayam v'amar b'fanai nechtav, avolo b'fanai nechtam, avolo b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav kulo, b'fanai nechtam chetzio, b'fanai nechtav chetzio, b'fanai nechtam kulo, pasul. Az ha-reisha shel ha-mishna. Val zeh ha-gemara shelet ha-tu lamali. L'char ha-tana le'chad ha-zimna. We're back to where we began. Hamevi gave me dinas hayam, sarach shiyom b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. And these are just four permutations on something missing in either the b'fanai nechtav, or something missing in the Befanei Nechtan. So Gemara says, Imi ahi hava amina tzarech, v'ilo amar kosher, kamash balan. Rak lasot chazara kan, al daf beizam ad beiz, daf gimel mad alef. Ma ha basis kan shel ha hava amina. Lama yagano hava amina, shekol hadin shel Befanei Nechtan, Befanei Nechtan, ze rak l'chatchila. Al pi eze yisod, ze banui. Bidiyuk, kolma shemida oraisa, imsov rim kamo rabba, az rov safre de dayana migmar gmire. Lotzrichim shum davar mida oraisa. Mida oraisa imsov rim kamo rava, eide machzun malashtar, nase, kimisha nechkarusam bebesim. Lotzrichim shum davar lafi rava. Hakol ze, gam lafi rava, vegam lafi rava, rabbanan hu da atzrich. Hakol ze, tzorech drabbanan. V'lachim, berega shemashahu, ze tzorech drabbanan, אז יש הווה מינו, אולי זה רק לחתחילה. כמה שמולן שזה בדיעבד. כלומר, בדיוק אנחנו, יש לנו כאן סיכום של כל הדף וחצי הראשונים של המסכת. אוקיי, זה א', נקודה ראשונה. נקודה שנייה, בפני נכתב, חצי בפני נכתם, כולו פסול. Hey chetzio, chetzio over here, the Gemara is assuming, doesn't mean half and half, but rather there's a resha of a get and there's a seifa of a get. Ilema chetzio rishon, ha'amar Rav Elazar, afilo kasaf bo el shita achas lishma, shuv eino tzarech. V'afilu lefi rava, shekol hatzarech shebefanei nechtav, ze shelo osi la'achlufei, aval tzrichim, you know, b'fanei nechtav lishma, al ha'ikor shel lishma. El amar avashi, chetzio ha'achron. Kama ze ma she'anachnu korim b'loshon ha'gemara yesh toref v'yesh tofes. Ha'toref ze shem ha'ish ha'isha hazman v'hamakom, ze ha'ikor, ze ma she'nikra kan chetzio rishon. Ve'im chetzio rishon chaser, az ein ma l'daber. Ma she'medubar kan, ze she... מה שיש לנו, העדות שנכתב חציו, זה שנכתב חציו האחרון לשמוע, והמשנה מלמדת אותנו שבין לפי רבא ובין לפי רבא, זה כבר לא טוב. זה לא טוב. תוספות הראשון, הוא נכנס לבעיה של סדר המקרים במשנה, ותוספות מאיר שהבעיה של עושי לחלופי בקיים שטרס ביאלמה לפעמים זה יותר חמור מאשר הצורך בקיום של אחד מהחתימות. The gzeira of עושי לחלופי is a very very widespread, a very very powerful gzeira. Okay, זה נקודה שנייה. אז נכנסים כאן ל... סוף הרשא, בפני נכתב כולו, כלומר יש לנו כאן עדות על הכתיבה, לפי רבא זה העיקר, לפי רבא זה שלו עושי לחלופי, ובפני נכתם חציו. כאן החציו זה באמת חציו, כלומר מדובר כאן שהשליח הוא מעיד על עד אחד ולא על עד השני, רק על עד אחד הוא אומר בפני נכתם. אמר רב חיסדא, מה קורה לגבי העד השני? איזה הוכחה יש לנו על העד השני? אמר רב חיסדא, אפילו שניים מעידים על חסימס יד שני, פסול. מהי טיימה? כלומר, יש לנו השליח שאומר בפני נחתם על עד אחד, ויש לנו את שני עדים מהשוק שמקיימים את החתימה של העד השני. מהי טיימה? או כולו בקיום הגט, שצריכים בעצם שני עדים על כל עד ועד, שמכירים את החתימות, או כולו בתקנס חכמים של בפני נחתם. אבל שיהיה לנו בפני נחתם על חתימה אחת, ושני עדים על השני, לפי רב חיסדא, זה לא טוב. השאלה היא כאן, מה מניין לרב חיסדא? אז רשי מביא כאן סברה דידי. זה סברה דידי. אבל מה הסברה דידי? מה הסברה של רב חיסדא שאי אפשר להכשיר גט על ידי צירוף של בפני נחתם וקיום על העד השני? מה כאן החיסרון? What over here is the problem? מה הסברה דידי? מה התוספות אומר? בואו נסתכל על התוספות השלישי, או כולו בתקנס חכמים. כסבר דלא דייק שליח כל כך, כשאין כל העדוס מסקיימס על ידו. אם אתם זוכרים, כל הבניין של התקנס חכמים, בין לפי רבא, בין לפי רבא, מה שמובא כאן בדף ג' עמד א', זה שהשליח מידק דייק. השליח מידק דייק. הוא צריך לעמוד בפני שני עדים, הוא צריך לעמוד בפני בטן, ולהכשיר את הגט. אז מה שתוספות אומר, זה שאם הוא אומר בפני נחתם, על שני החתימות, על זה מידק דייק. מה שאין כן, אם הוא אומר בפני נחתם, על חתימה אחת, ועל החתימה השנייה הוא אומר, אני מכיר את החתימה, לא בפניי, אלא אני מכיר, בזה לא מדק דייק. כאן הוא יכול להתנצל, he can make an excuse, חשבתי שזה החתימה שלו, אבל יש כאן זיוף נהדר. This is a beautiful forgery. The forgery caught me as well. I wasn't aware that this was a forgery. בזה לא אין כאן מדק דייק. כל הנאמנות, רבנן הוא דאיצטריך, כל הנאמנות של השליח, הלך שהוא רק אחד, ובעצם יש לנו דין שאין דבר שבער בפחוס משניים, כל הנאמנות כאן של השליח, בגלל איגונה, שאנחנו צריכים נאמנות של השליח, זה בנוי על מידק דייק, ולפי רב חיסטה, אין כאן מידק דייק. כך מבין תוספות. אם מסתכלים על התא, יס? כלומר שכל, כלומר אם אנחנו רוצים להאמין את השליח, זה צריך להיות רק אם השליח הוא מידק דייק על כל הגט. ברגע שהשליח יש לו המטרה, the moment the שליח has an excuse, שהוא התכוון, אבל מה הוא יכול לעשות, זה היה זיוף, כבר אין מידק דייק, the whole שליח is falls off. So the תקונס חכמים has to be a total תקונס חכמים. You can't have a half תקונס חכמים. You can't combine it with anything else. Because פשוט ברגע שהשליח לא אחראי על לא אחראי לגמרי על כל הגט, אז נופלת הנאמנות של השליח. זה מה שתוספות אומר. הריטב"א על אתר הוא מסביר אחרת. הריטב"א אומר, או כולו בקיום הגט, או כולו בתקנת חכמים, שהשליח הוא צריך להעיד בפני נכתב על שני החתימות. כי ברגע שהוא רק מעיד על חתימה אחת, ויש שני עדים שמעידים על חתימה אחרת, אנחנו חוזרים לבעיה של עשי לחופי. אנחנו חוזרים לבעיה שנחשוב שאפשר לקיים גט, אפשר לקיים שטר, על ידי עד אחד. We're back to the problem of that people will think that we're using the regular track of קיום הגט, and we're believing one individual in terms of קיום הגט. I, the שליח, also says בפני נכתב, and that's something unique. But the Bafan and Nechtav will only help us in a situation where the Shliach is going to be, say, Bafan and Nechtav are both Chatimot. The moment the Shliach relates to only one Chatimah, we're dealing over here with the din of Asila Achufei. Okay. However, there is, in other words, those are Svaras. There's a Svara over here that there's a lack of Medak Dayak. There's a Svara over here that we have a problem of Asila Achufei. Kach Lefi Tosfot, Kach Lefi HaRitva. אבל ייתכן שיש כאן משהו יותר עקרוני. Maybe we can understand the Gemara on a more conceptual plane. Not a question over here of Dargos, of Medak Dayak. Because then what does Rava disagree? Tosafot and Black and White. Lefi Rava Savar? Mikol Makom Dayak Shapir. So the way that we're studying up now, Mahogos between Rava and Rav Chisda is, do we view one Chatima as Medak Dayak? Or do you need Dafka two Chatimas to be Medak Dayak? Or according to Ritva, would we have Asi Lachlufei when there's one Chasima? Or no, in other words, two Chasimas are needed to have a problem of Asi Lachlufei. In other words, it's a question of degree. It's a question of degree. Where do you draw the line between Medak Dayak and not Medak Dayak? Where do you draw the line between Asi Lachlufei and Lo Asi Lachlufei? Maybe you could have over here a more Ekroni Machloket between Rava and Rav Chisda. How would Rava view the Takana Drabanan of B'fanai Nechtam? Why, perhaps, would B'fanai Nechtam only be on two Chatimot as opposed to one Chatima? Not, in other words, to get above the technical issues of do we have Medak Dayak, don't we have Medak Dayak? Do we have Asi Lachufei, don't we have Asi Lachufei? Maybe what could Rav Chisda be saying over here on a plane of principle, on a plane of ikaron, in terms of the nature of the takana? What did Chachamim allow over here? What did they allow the shliach to do that could only be done if the shliach is going to say b'fanai nechtam on both chatimot, and it wouldn't be able to be done if he'd say it on one chatima? Excellent. That maybe over here, what the takana drabbanan is, that the shliach has the power of validating the get, to use Tzvi's Lashon. Hashliach yachol lahakshir et haget. Ein lashliach evsharut lahakshir chatima. Lahakshir chatima, to validate a signature, zetzarech kiyum. זה דין של קיום, זה צריכים שני עדים שיבואו ויכירו את החתימה. והשריח הוא אדם אחד, הוא לא שניים. כלומר, אם רוצים להכשיר חתימה, לזה צריך שניים. להכשיר גט, לזה צריך אחד. ולכן זה מה שרב חיסדא אומר. או כולו בקיום הגט, או כולו בתקנת חכמים. There's no such thing as having a שריח being מכשיר אי חתימה, one חתימה. That requires a process of קיום. או כולו בקיום. או כולו בתקנת חכמים. It's an all or nothing. The שריח was only given the power to be מכשיר אי חתימה. ומה רבא סובר? And רבא's understanding? That the shliach has the power of being machshir chatima. Shashliach yachol midrabanan. Kol zman she ein bayashal asi lachufe. Kol zman she ze mukar she ze takana miyuchedet midrabanan. Shashliach omer befanai nechtav. Once the shliach says befanai nechtav, we're not going to mix this up with kiyum shtaras di alma. Then the shliach has the power of being machshir chatima. Komer kana machloket ze machloket ekroni bekoach takanat chachamim. Haim chachamim נתנו לשליח רק את הכוח להכשיר את הגט, או הם נתנו לשליח את הכוח להכשיר את הגט, אם הוא מכיר שתי החתימות, או להכשיר חתימה, אם הוא רק מכיר חתימה אחת, ונוכל להכניס שני עדים לגבי החתימה השנייה. That's a machlokes over between Rava and Rav Chisda. That would go above the issue of Medak Dayak, it would go beyond the issue of Asi Lachufe. Here we're dealing with the basic question as to what power they gave to the shliach. L'chora komar kachav shalomot, aval lo matzati rishon shomer etz beferush. Maskif la rava, ulai harishonim shelo hisbiru, kachem hitkafnu. Maskif la rava, miyik amidi dilo amarchad kosher hashadika trey pasul. In other words, again, we explained the motivation of Rava, where he's heading to, then she lechora bevaday sheyesh kan meidak dayek bevaday sheein kan osi lachufe bevaday sheyesh kan koach lahachshir chatima. But exactly what Rava is saying, yesh kan machloket bein Rashi lebein Tosfot. When it says diilu amar chad kosher, if you were writing a Schattenstein, an art scroll, how would you translate the phrase ilu amar chad kosher according to Rashi? If the shliach would have said, what words, or what word?
Yodati.
If the shliach would have said yodati, we would have believed him. So why when two people say yodati, is that worse than the yodati of the shliach? If the shliach can be machshir the chasima, so why shouldn't anyone else be able to machshir the chasima? Tosot cholek, zerinu kvar bedaf gimel amud aleph, she shliach lo yachol lagid yodati. What do we mean over here? Ilu amar chad kosher, the shliach would have said b'fanai nechtam. The shliach would have said b'fanai nechtam on the second chatima, he would have been believed. Ken zeh tosfot kan, zeh betzma tosfot sham, b'daf gimel amar alef, shemivi et ha-gemara hazot. And again, tosfot l'shitato. What's the difference between a shliach saying b'fanai nechtam and saying yadati? Meidak dayek. Meidak dayek. In b'fanai nechtam, either it was or it wasn't. There's no wiggle room over here. Either the shliach is being made on a certainty, b'fanai nechtam, or he's not being made on the certainty. Yadati, in terms of recognizing the signature, there's wiggle room. There the shliach can always claim, oh, I thought, it looks like, it appeared to be, v'chulei, v'chulei. That power they didn't give the shliach according to Tosfos. And Rashi isn't bothered by that. If Yadati is valid by two Edim to validate a shtar, and here we have a Takana Midravana Mishimu Iguna, we're going to believe one Eid, so we believe on Yadati as well. It's Oto Machloket, Sheyesh Lanu Shama, Bedav Gimel Amed Aleph, Yesh Lanu Kan, Bedav Tezvav Amed Aleph, Ben Rashi Lebein Tosfos. Okay. Elam HaRava. So how did Rava learn the Mishnah? What happened on the second signature, right? We have a situation of B'fanai nechtav kulo, b'fanai nechtam chetzio. We have the shliach saying on one signature, b'fanai nechtam. What do we have on the other signature? Afilu hu v'acher me'idim al chasimas yad sheni pasul. Mai taima, asi achrufe b'kiyim shtaros di alma, v'kanofik nechei riva de mamona, apuma de chad sahada. What did the shliach say? In other words, on one chasima we have the shliach saying b'fanai nechtam. What did the Shliach say about the second chasima? Hu va'acher mi'idim ha'chasima si'ad sheni. Recognize, yadati. Okay, here Tosfot Ramaski or Mi'ika has a problem with Rashi. Rashi holds that had the Shliach said on both signatures yadati, what would be the halacha? It would be valid. So why is there a problem if we have the Shliach saying Mefonai Nechtam on one signature, yadati on the second signature? If that would have been the situation, everything would have been fine. But then we have another aid saying yadati on the second signature. And that all of a sudden messes things up. So it says, what's going on over here, according to Rashi? Doesn't make any sense. Rava doesn't make any sense. Rava makes no sense at all. How does Rava start off? Rava has a kashi on Rav Chista, but what he says makes no sense at all. Had the Shliach said yadati on both signatures, it would have been valid. Lushitas Rashi. And now that he says ufanei nechtam on one, and yadati on the other, that also would have been valid. But when he says ufanei nechtam on one, yadati on the other, and then the other person says, yadati, that's no good. Now, what would Rashi answer on Tosfos' kasha? Very powerful kasha of Tosfos. What would Rashi say on Tosfos' kasha? It's such a powerful question. Who asks it? That's the next line of the Gemara. Maskev for Rav Ashi. Mi'ika miri dilu masik le'iyu le'kulei dibura kasher hashtadika chad bahadei pasul. That's what Rav Ashi is asking. Maybe Tosfos' question on Rashi, according to Rashi, is Rav Ashi's question on Rava. The Gemara asked the question. It's like the story of, you know, someone built a sukkah according to a Rashi in sukkah, and the sukkah kept falling down. He asked his Rebbe, you know, what's going on over here? He said, that's Tosfos' kasha. Right? That's Tosfos' kasha. So over here, this is Rav Ashi's kasha. Rav Ashi's asking on Rava, what in the world are you talking about? What do we do with Rava himself? So that's what Binyamin pointed out. Rava felt that this messes up the Asilach, that now we're brought into a problem of Asilach Rufi. It makes no sense logically. Asilach Rufi is not logical. Asilach Rufi means that we have over here a problem, that in a different realm, in the realm of Kiyum, we have a problem of 3/4 and 1/4, and people will think we have over here also 3/4 and 1/4. And we have over here a problem of Marisayan. We have a problem of Asilach Rufi, Marisayan. Marisayan is not logic. Marisayan means that even though there's no problem per se, you're going to into a Chinese restaurant to make a phone call. You're not going to eat there. But we have a problem with Marisayan. So over here, the Shliach is perfectly fine. He says, Refanei Nechtav on this, Yadati on this. But the moment someone else comes into the picture, then we have, now in the case of Kiyum Shtaros, this would have been 3/4 and 1/4, would have been no good. Someone is going to be Asilach Lufe. So Rava thought we'd have over here a problem of Asilach Lufe. And Ravashi says, that's absurd. Why would you have a problem with Marisayan when this is kosher for Yashar, it's glatz, mahadrin? You know, there's no issue over here to begin with. So Tosfos, again, in other words, he tries to prove his point by knocking out Rava, but really Rashi can learn the sugya perfectly fine. The moment that Rashi doesn't build on Medik Dayak the way Tosfos does, he could learn the Gemara Kipshuto, that Yu Amar Chad means Yadati. In this situation, the Shliach says Yadati. Yadati is good, perfectly fine for the Shliach. It fits into the Takana of Chazal. The only issue is one of Asilach Lufe. And Rav Ashi feels that Asilach Lufe shouldn't override something which is so watertight. The Shliach says, Bifanei Nechtam on one signature, says Yadati on the signature. We have over here the Takana of Chazal being fulfilled. B'mei Achuz, totally fine. Tosfos would learn that the Shliach says Bifanei Nechtam on one. On the other one, we have the Shliach saying Bifanei Nechtam, and then another party coming in and saying Yadati. That already is more of an Asilach Lufe. There already we're dealing with a situation which, according to Rava, brings in Asilach Lufe, and Rav Ashi feels that even that case is not Asilach Lufe. So then we move down to the last Ukimta. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, the last Ukimta of the Mishnah. Afilu Amar Anihu Eicheni Pasul. That we have a situation where the Shliach says Bifanei Nechtam on one aid, and in the second aid he says, that's me, Anihu. That's the situation which is Pasul. Why is that situation Pasul? So of course, over here, we have everything. We have Medek Dayik, we have, there's no Asilach Lufe, right? He says, he's saying Bifanei Nechtam. So Rav Ashi says, over here. Why? My taima o kulo bekiyum haget o kulo betakonas chachamim. Anihu is fine in the world of kiyum haget. Befanei nechtam, that's the language of takonas chachamim. We can't mix these two. The question's over here, but what's the problem? What's the issue? Over here, we have meidak dayik. There's no asila achufa. This is not the problem of Rav Chisda. Even when we learn Rav Chisda b'ikaron, Rav Chisda says the shliach has to be machshir the entire get. The shliach machshir the entire get. He's machshir the get. We have an aid, and we have me. And between the two of us, we're two aidim. The shliach is machshir the entire get. What over here is the svara of Rav Ashi? Right. What over here is the svara of Rav Ashi? Why should this be a problem? Why should Anihu be a problem? This bothered Tosfos. V'im tomar. Umi kamidi dilu amar b'fanai nechtam kosher umishum do amar anihu eid hasheni pasul. I mean, why is there an issue if the shliach raises the ante? Had he said it's another person, but he signed in front of me, that's okay. If he says it's me and I signed in front of myself, that's a problem. Why should the shliach be worse than a third party? What over here is the chisaron? Here we have l'chora everything we need. So on this question, Tosus brings in a Yerushalmi. V'nira l'ri, k'mo she'omer b'Yerushalmi, d'chi amar ani hu eid sheni, na'ase kinogeya be'eduso. D'nira d'lekach ba l'hoyer achasimas ha'sheni, k'dei she'tiskayem edus chasimaso. That we have a psul of edus called nogeya b'davar, and here we have a kinogeya the davar. We have a ki'ilu, a ke, in other words, this is a tolda of nogeya b'davar. Classically, what is nogeya b'davar? How do you define negia? When do we say an eid is possible for nogeya b'davar?
It's a toilet flame.
What kind of toilet?
It affects the prophets.
The prophets in what realm? Mamonos, nachon. Generally, nogeya b'davar means the aid has to gain or to lose in this search, in this case. He's a party to the deal in some manner. It's going to affect him, it's going to affect his bank account, plus or minus. Then he's called the nogeya b'davar. Over here, Tosa says that we have a kinogeya b'davar. That it, what's it going to affect? His reputation, right? His standing. That here, he signed on this. And if the other aid were to be a zombie, right, a ziyuf, then, you know, what where does that put him? He's not careful who he signs with, etc. So maybe he is validating the other signature in order to give more standing to his signature. Tosas has a problem. So why didn't Rav Ashi say that? V'yim tomar v'kevan the time mishum hachi hu gamalei l'meimah mishum okulo b'kiyum haget okulo b'tekan s'chachamim. Yeshlomar mishum v'lav taima gomor huze. V'lav taima do okulo b'kiyum haget ein zan ogeya b'edus mamash. Because it's only a kuh. It's only a tolda. It wouldn't stand on its own 2 feet. Rav Ashi is saying that we have either a combination of reasons. We have a combination of a partial negia and a partial lack of symmetry. Mashu ke'enze. This is, you understand, very difficult. The Rashba over here raises the question on Tosfos. Where does Tosfos pull this Nogeya out of the hat? We don't find such a Nogeya in Shas. Nogeya B'davar, we have Sugyas in Sanhedrin, we have Sugyas in Baba Basra. We never find a Nogeya which doesn't apply to the world of Mamonos. Kavod is very, very important, but that doesn't pasul an aid. We were dealing with making him an aid pasul because of a kin Nogeya. There's no such psul. So here we have two alternatives. One alternative is to reinterpret the Yerushalmi. So of course, Tosfos doesn't say this on his own. He quotes the Yerushalmi. So one option is to reinterpret the Yerushalmi. The other is to say that really Tosfos and the Yerushalmi are mistaken, like the Rashba says, and to find another Hesber for Rav Ashi. These are two approaches that we find in the Achronim. We find the Ktsos taking one approach, and we find the Nesivos, in his Toras Gittin, taking the other approach. So let's try and make seder in terms of these two options that we're going to have in front of us. Again, we have Tosfos who quotes the Yerushalmi that the issue over here is kinogeya. The Rashba raises the question, since when do we have a psul of kinogeya? It's not a psul. So one option is to answer Tosfos' question in another manner, and the other option is to perhaps reinterpret the Yerushalmi that it would be able to stand the scrutiny even of the Rashba. So let's go in the order of chronological order, at least in terms of writing us from. The Ksos first wrote his Sefer, then the Nesivos wrote his Sefer. So let's first see the Ksos, and then see the Nesivos. The Ksos raises, or brings in Siman Memvav, Sivkot and Yudches, Hu machnis shita shirainu kvar b'tchilat hashana. Haya lanu she'ela, ma ze shtar? Ech mawil shtar? Yesh lanu pasuk, mipihem. Mipihem. V'chazal dorshu mipihem v'lo mipi ksava. Mashma she'edus b'chsav pasul. Mitzad she'ni, yesh lanu musag shel get, yesh lanu pasukim b'yirmiyahu, she'esh musag shel shtar. V'ze kosher, mida oraisa. Ech yitachen, she'edus b'chsav pasul, mida oraisa, v'shtar, kosher mida oraisa. Az reinu sheish machloket bein harishonim, ma hevdel bein ze leze. Veha rishon shebeetzem shu'elat ha-sheila sheish lanu biktav, ze harif. Harif biyavamal shu'elat ha-sheila, veharif mechalek bein edus bichsav lebein shtar. Edus bichsav ze kasher haktav nimtza biyidei mi. Who's holding on to this piece of paper? The edim. Namely, that they have this reminder. This piece of paper is a reminder to them of what happened. They're getting old, and so they keep this piece of paper in their hands to remind them that if they ever forget what happened on Kaf Ador, Tavshin Samach Tes, they can pull out this piece of paper and it'll remind them that what happens. That's called Mipi Ksavam. And we were the Adam to send that Ksav to Bezdin, Bezdin would reject it. It's meaningless. If the Edom look at it and then remember and come to Bezdin and Armeid, that's Mipihem. But as long as it's in the state of the reminder paper, that's Mipiksavam. Masha Enkein, im Habniyar Hazeh Zibi Dehabal Davar, if the Malva is holding on to this piece of paper that had been signed by the Edom, or the woman is holding on to this piece of paper that had been signed by the Edom, as Zeshtar Halva'a, Zeget, Zeshtar Kedushin, Komar Beregesh is a Biyedeha Baal Din, Yeshla Zedin Shel Shtar. Kos Manch is a Biyedeha Eid, Yeshla Zedin Shel Mipiem Velo Mipik Safa. That's the riff. Ba ha Ksos Vomer, Harif Hu Ha Moshiach. Harif Yehola Anot Al Sheilat Tosfot. Tosfot Shoel, Lama Sheish Psul Shel Anihu. Why if the Shliach says, I'm signed in this, does that make things worse than if he says a third party is signed in this? So what's the chap of the ksos? What's the chap of the ksos? Who's holding on to this piece of paper? The shliach. And what is the shliach saying? That who is he? He's the aid. Namely, that this piece of paper is still in the hand of the aid. A piece of paper in the hand of the aid, that's mipik savam. That's the psul. That over here is the psul. Namely, that when the piece of paper is in the hands of a shliach, then the shliach represents a baal davar, shel shalom kamoso, a piece of paper in the hands of a baal davar, that has a din of a shtar. Once something has a din of a shtar, eid machzum al ashtar, nasa kemishenech koridusim lebezdim. But what? Mid rabbanan hu da'atzterich. Rabbanan, we're afraid maybe we have over here a ziyuf. So then if the shliach comes and says, v'fonai nechtam, or the shliach says, anihu, I mean, or whatever he says to be machshir, that would be fine. However, if it's still in the hands of the aid, still in the hands of the aid, then it's still a reminder paper. The shliach, basically, by saying, anihu, is saying, I am taking this down from the level of a shtar to a level of mipik savam. Once it's mipik savam, the shliach just self-destructed. Namely, the shliach, as long as he's only a shliach, that's fine. But if he's also an aid, it means the shtar never left the hands of the aidim. If the shtar never left the hands of the aidim, it never got a stand of a shtar. Never got a standing of a shtar. There's no din of aidim aksumah al shtar nasik mishnah kori dusam abezdin. There's no such halacha. We can't believe the aid. And with the whole thing, it's a whole deck of cards that falls down. We don't start with a shtar. That's the direction of the ksos. Achat. Namely, that the shliach over here is undermining the whole nature of Eidim HaChasum HaHashtar Na'ase Kemisha Nechiru Eidusim Bebezdim. And that principle is that which gives him ne'emonus. Without that principle, he has no ne'emonus. We need two. And the moment he undermines it, then he takes away his own ne'emonus. Yes?
According to the Ksos, then, a shliach can never be the Eid of the Shtar?
According to the Ksos, the shliach can never be the Eid of the Shtar. He can never be the aid of the shtar and validate himself. He can never be the aid of the shtar and validate himself. Then he can be the aid of the shtar, but then we require okulo b'kiyum haget, okulo b'tanas hachamim, namely either or. If he's not going to be the aid, if it's going to be a third party, then we have the tanas hachamim b'fana nechtam. Then we have already a shtar, which is in the hands of a bal dover. However, if the shliach is an aid, then according to the ksos, this never began to be a shtar. He can't validate it himself.
And even though he may actually be the witness, once he's only acting as the shliach, the ktos wouldn't have a problem with his ne'emonus.
Correct. Okay? The problem with the ktos, and this is what the nesivos asks in the nesivos, Rabbi Miller would have said alatar, the nesivos over there, sif katan yud tes, on the ktos, which is sif katan yud ches, over there, the Nesivos claims that the Ksos is creating a very, very strange ukimta. Sof kol sof, we have two Eidim. We have two Eidim. And so, you know, it's, if we never left the Rishus of one Eid, what do we do with the other Eid? But secondly, who was this? Who did the Shliach get from? Who gave the shliach the get? The Baalim, the husband. Namely, the shliach, the get was written by the Eidim, given to the Baal, and then the Baal said to one of the Eidim, you know what, why don't you be the shliach? So already it was in the hands of a Baal Dovar. Once it was in the hands of a Baal Dovar, the fact that it was returned to the Eid for safekeeping, that shouldn't destroy the get. Namely, once something was a shtar, it's hard to say returns to being mipik savam. Mipik savam is like a pre-stage. It's a stage which is tromi, like it's prehistoric. It's a stage before it becomes a shtar. Before it's handed over to the Baal Dovar, then it's simply reminded to the aid. Once it's handed over to the Baal Dovar, then it becomes a shtar. If the Baal Dovar then decides to give it back to the aid to hold on to, what's the problem? The Baal Dovar can give it to anyone. He gives it to a shliach. Shliach happens to be an aid. B says the Nesivos, this shtar is now being handed over to the woman. The woman is also a Baal Dovar. So why do we view the shtar as being only a mipik savam in the hands of the aid? It's already going from Baal Dovar A to Baal Dovar B. We have it. This is already considered to be a validated shtar, a meaningful shtar. It's a shtar on which we have Eidim Achsum al shtar Nasa Kemish Nekuriz Bebezdin. The anihu of the shliach should not be an issue. Okay, that's, in other words, the issue, the problem with the ktsos is that we're not really dealing over here with the case of the rif. The case of the rif is when the shtar has not yet reached the baal dover. The chora, we're dealing over here with the shtar A reached baal dover A, maybe even reached baal dover B. Because b'fana nechta, we pointed out, can be said toch kedei dibur after it's handed over. So, you know, it's you're creating a fiction where it really doesn't exist. Okay. Osha kein osha lo. We have an option of learning like the Ksos or not learning like the Ksos. However, the Nesivos in the Taras Gittin says maybe we're all barking up the wrong tree. The Rashba misunderstood Tosfos, misunderstood the Yerushalmi. Maybe over here, when Yerushalmi speaks about kinogea be'edus, it means something different altogether. It's not a question over here of kavod, the way Tosus seems to understand the Yerushalmi. But really, we're dealing over here with the whole nature of a shtar. If you recall, we dealt with this back on Daf Beis, back on Daf Gimel. A shtar isn't just a historic record of what was. A shtar goes far beyond that. Eidim hachasum al hashtar, na'ase kemisha nechkara edusim bebezdin, tells us what? Let's say we're dealing with, let's give the time flow. We have a Baal who tells two Eidim, write a get, lishma, for my wife, that I am divorcing her. The Eidim, the Sofer, writes the get, lishma. The Eidim see the get is written lishma. They sign the get lishma. They give the get to the Baal. The Baal then gives the get to a Shliach HaHalacha. The Shliach HaHalacha gives the get to the woman. Right? 5 years later, we come across this get. What does this get tell us? I mean, this woman 5 years later wants to get remarried. She brings the get to Beis Din. What did Beis Din read into this get? What are the Eidim who are signed in the get telling us?
Everything was done
kehilchasa. It was written kehilchasa. It was given kehilchasa. It's in the hands of the woman kehilchasa. Again, the Eidim were in chutz la'aretz, but they're being meyed al pi halacha on the entire process. The moment that the get is in the hands of the woman, it's telling us that the sofer was a ben Torah who wrote this l'shem shamayim. It's telling us that the Baal had total kavon in his sivui and he was a gadol. It's telling us that there was a shliach l'holacha who took this get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. The Eidim are telling us that the shliach said b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam. It was handed over to the woman and she's megureshes. That's what a get is. A get is a shtar kinyan and a raya that she's megureshes. All we have are Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima are being made on all of this. Part of that story is that Reuven was a shliach haholacha. That's part of the story, that we had a shliach haholacha named Reuven, who brought the get. The moment Reuven says, Anihu, I am one of those Eidim, what issue do we have? How can Reuven be made on himself? Since when can a person be made on himself? Namely, as long as the Eidim signed on the get are disinterested parties, then everything is fine. However, the moment that we have over here that one of the Eidim is the Shliach, or the Shliach is one of the Eidim, Anihu, then we have a problem that this undermines the Eidus. Not as a din of Nogeya Bedavar, mitzad the fact that he's gaining or losing, but rather in what, in other words, the Yerushalmi doesn't use language nogeya bedavar, but kinogeya bedavar. If you recall, we had two cases in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. One was ploni bo al ishti, the other was ploni bo al biti. When a person says ploni bo alai, is he ne'eman on ploni? Ploni bo alai, is he ne'eman on ploni? On Ploni he's Ne'eman, on himself he's not Ne'eman. We say Palginan Dibura. Ploni bo albiti, we have a principle, Eda Shebatla Mikzasa Batla Kula. The Ravid explained what's the difference between these two cases. Ploni bo alai, Adam Karavetz Asma, there's no Edus on himself. It's a meaningless statement. Ploni bo albiti, that's a statement of Edus, but in Eid Pasul. He's no Ge'a Bedavar. What about Ploni bo al ishti? Says the Ravid, Ishto kegufo, it's like Eidus on himself, it's meaningless. When a person speaks about himself, that's not Eidus. That's what Yishami means over here, Anihu kenogeya bedavar. The moment that the Shliach says, Anihu, what he's basically doing is undermining his own Eidus. He's undermining the Eidus, and the moment we don't have a Shliach v'holacha, we don't have over here a get. Namely, the whole world of get is built on the concept of Eidim HaChasum Al HaShtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechkaro Eidus of a Beis Din, that we have a full story from beginning to end. If a piece of that story is missing, then there's no Gerushin. Then the get was handed to this woman by a stranger, not by a Shliach HaHalacha. How do we know Reuven's a Shliach HaHalacha? because the Eidei Chasima tell us. But if the Eidei Chasima and Reuven are one and the same, then they can't tell us anything. That's what the Yerushalmi means over here, kinogeya bedavar. That's what the Gemara means. O kulo b'kiyum haget, o kulo b'takanas chachamim. Namely, either we're going to have Eidim who are totally disinterested, we're going to have over here a kiyum from the outside, that's fine. But the moment that we're dealing with the takanas chachamim, that we want the shliach to be meyed, he can only be meyed b'fanai nechtam. He can't be meyed anihu. Anihu is kinogeya bedavar. Anihu breaks the edus because he's being meyed on himself. Just to read the language of the Torah's Gittin, that generally, we say by a shliach ha-holacha, ein tzarech edim shu ha-shliach, the gita mochiach alav. And we saw there was the run later on in the ninth parak, edei chasima, hein heim edim mesira. Kevan sheesh edei chasima, mestama masro liyad bal, v'kevan sheronosa biyado, anan sadet she'abal masro ha-shliach imnu, etc., etc. So therefore, ein ha-shliach ne'emon ba'atzmo al ha-shlichus. That's the nogeya bedavar that we have over here, a break minei ubei. So the ktsos one, in other words, so the nesivos is going in the same direction of the ktsos, but rather than saying we're dealing over here with the shita of the rif, that we have a problem of creating a shtar, he's not dealing over here with the question of creating a shtar, but rather with destroying a shtar. The whole nature of a shtar is built on a story. The story has to be told by Edim who are not Balei Davar. We have to have a clear distinction between Edim and Balei Davar. Were we to have a Bal Davar signed on a shtar, that would break the shtar. The Shliach LeHolacha is part of the story. He's one of the Balei Davar. He can't be the one that signed on the shtar. That's what comes out according to the Torah's Gittin, yes?
According to the Torah's Gittin, the Shliach by saying Aniho El Hashini is undermining
undermining the chasima that we don't have over here a shtar. We have a shtar which is signed by one aid and one baldavar.
So according to Tosfos, it would be he's undermining his actual edus now of saying
anihu ed hasheni. According to this approach, I mean, this is not Tosfos, right? Tosfos says the problem of anihu ed hasheni is nasi kenogeya v'alahoyir achasimas hasheni kedeshit iskayim edus chasimaso. That's what Dr. Nissen says. This is a question of kavod. A person is being meyed on his kavod. That, the Rashba says, that's not nogeya bedavar. Not nogeya bedavar, not kenogeya bedavar, etc. But if we say over here that we have a story which goes beyond the simply the tzivui of the Baal, which is being told by the Eide Chasima, the Eide Chasima are also the Eide Mesira, then the story has to be told by outsiders. The story can't be told by someone who's part of the story. The moment that the Eid says Anihu, he's breaking the whole Haggadah of the Shtar. He's breaking the Haggadah of the Shtar. That's the Kinogeya. Yeah?
Does that pass through?
Excuse me? Didn't hear. Yes?
Does that pass through
to him in any case? No. Ain't Adam Mesim Russia, Ain't Adam Mesim Ishto Russia. No, only if we have outside evidence. She can claim it. She were to say that Proni Ba'alai, then Shavya Nasheh Chaticha Disura. Right? Then we have a principle, but over here, you know, it's the edus of the husband wouldn't mean anything. Unless we say by the husband also maybe Shavya Le Chaticha Disura. Maybe that would be an issue. Shavya Le Chaticha Disura. But not mitzad edus. Not mitzad edus. Mitzad Hodos Baldin, not mitzad edus. Okay, that's what we have basically over here in the Sugya. So what this sugya did was bring us back to the first three blot of the first perek, in terms of the concept of medak dayake, in terms of the world of what is the power of the takanas chachamim to machshir a get or to machshir the chasimas, as to whether yadati is a valid form of the takanas chachamim machokas Rashi v'tosfos, and then over here in terms of anihu, what is the nature of nogeya? Is there a nogeya of kavod? That's the way Tosfos understands Yerushalmi, but it's only a k. You need something else on top of it. It's not a full psul. It's a partial psul. Or are we dealing over here with a shtar before it becomes a shtar, a premature shtar, a shtar which is still mipiksavam, the sheet of the rif in the hands of an aid, And the problem over here is that l'chora, it was handed already to a bal dover. L'chora can't return to that stage. That's what the Nesiva says on the Ksos. And then the question, you know, it's perhaps by the definition of a shtar, that it's being made far beyond that which the Eidei Chasima are even aware of. The Eidei Chasima can't be at all anywhere within the whole story from beginning to end. Otherwise, they invalidate their nature as being Eidim. An Eid can't be made on himself. Okay, what I'd like you to see for next time is as follows. To see the Gemara from Amar Rav Chista, Gidud Chamisha Machitza Chamisha. Over here we have Machogas Rashi Betosfos as to what is the case, and think to yourselves as to what is the Svara behind Rashi, Svara behind Tosfos. Then the Gemara moves over from the world of Orechayim to the world of Taharos. And we have a number of situations of dealing with the world of Tahara. Again, the common denominator being, can we combine Makhshirim? Can we have a Makhshir, which is not a total, but half a Makhshir from one realm and half a Makhshir from another realm? So to learn the Gemara up to Teiku, four lines in the bottom, Adaf Tet Zayin Abed Aleph. Here we have extensive Tosfos that are very good to us because they give us the background of what we're talking about. They're very much Mashlim Rashi. And in terms of understanding the Lomdus of the Gemara, we have over here a Reb Chaim. In Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Halacha Hei, there is a Reb Chaim in the Chibur, which deals with what is the concept of Tofeach, Almenas Tofeach Lehatfiach. Tofeach Lehatfiach Chibur, what does that mean? What is the nature of a mikvah? What is the nature of mayim? What is the nature of chibur? In other words, it puts things into a conceptual concept as well. I don't think we'll get much beyond that. Then Bli Neder, next Sunday and Wednesday, we'll get up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the game plan. Okay? And Beitayim, we'll think of how to do a chazara and still have shiur if such a kilayim is possible. Okay. I'm supposed to get my glasses tomorrow. So hopefully by Wednesday I'm able to see you with glasses.